prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Were you listening to the music that led us into today's show? Do I not have the greatest mashups in the world? Truthfully. Anyway, we can't start any show without saying thank you to All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for a very, very generous sponsorship package that they pay us year after year, loyally. Go to superhumanradio.com, click any of the EFX Sports banner ads and learn about some of their most amazing products. Of course, today is the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Great, man. Things are looking up, except for the temperature.
You know what? Me too. I don't know if like the stars have aligned, but I have so much great stuff going on right now that I am where I was like in such a funk for so long. Yeah. There are so many great things happening right now for me. I don't even want to talk about it. I feel like, oh man, I'm going to jinx it. I just got to keep my mouth shut.
You know what it is? It's good karma coming around.
I hope that's what it is. I'd like to think that it's hard work meets opportunity. I really do. Because I believe in karma because it's kind of fun, but I think really luck favors the person who puts in the work.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So anything, what's going on with you, big brother? Hey, you got lots of great stuff. You've produced this new ultimate blueprint. People don't realize what is in this package. You have never seen in your life the type of training information in one place before ever, unless you went to a weekend seminar and all they did was talk for 10 hours a day about different types of training protocols for the whole weekend. This thing is amazing.
It really is staggering. And it covers diet, training, supplementation, and basically everything. Everything. So there's one more week to sign up for it at the special pre-launch pricing. By now, all of my subscribers should have received a deeply discounted offer via email. If you didn't get that, either shoot me an email at rob@coachrobregish.com or via my website, coachrobregish.com. There are still a couple of free books available for early bird customers, that being my fast muscle building course. We'll mail you one of those for free. Altogether, it is an unbelievable deal. The ultimate blueprint is 110 modules covering the entire blueprint system in audio, visual, and text format. And it's compatible with any device, so you can watch, listen, and learn at your own pace. There are new and updated modules on the latest supplements, training methods, etc., and it's going to be an eye-opener for many. I worked really hard insofar as over-delivering on this. The amount of information the Ultimate Blueprint contains is staggering. Yet, and this was important, I made it easy to put into practice. The general public will not be made aware of this offer. They're not getting the pre-launch deal. So if you're a current subscriber, you know, do please give it your consideration.
You know, and the thing about Rob's approach to training is that he is not a fan of anything except that which works for you. And as a result of that, when he puts his stuff together for the blueprint bulletins and the blueprint book itself, he looks at various approaches that over the years have standed up to the test of time, that have gotten results for a large group of people, and other programs that have gotten results for people who maybe fall into a narrower group of people where they don't get the same results. Because he's not dedicated to any particular training style. It's not like he's going, oh, everything has to be hit, or everything has to be super slow, or everything has to be rest pause. Everything has to be, what he says, what he writes about is these programs work. You use them in this way, stacking them in this way, and you'll get the maximum amount of growth out of your body, regardless of who you are. Nobody else does that. Everybody else has a drum to beat. This is my approach. You need to do my approach. Rob says, no, here are all the approaches that work. Let's see the ones that work for you.
Yeah, I often wonder why people don't do what I did, because it works so much better. But it's out there, and it's the only one of its kind, as you just said.
And where can people get it? Where can they sign up if they've never heard of it before? Where do they go?
If you're on my mailing list, you're getting the pre-launch special.
How do they get on your mailing list?
You can go to my website and sign up for I think it's a free book offer.
Is that CoachRobRegish.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, CoachRobRegish.com is where it all starts. You go there, you sign up for the email list, and you'll be notified when this is available. This is going to be a library. This is going to be an encyclopedia. I mean, really, this guy has put so much effort. This is the culmination of probably a decade of work on his part, distilled down and synthesized into just the things you need to know. Think about that. A man puts a decade of his life into a document. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you said, you know, I have distilled the can't-miss training methods and the sequencing that work. And the big advantage for the person using it, you're not going to lose any time or money in trial and error. It's already been done for you.
Yeah. And look at the followers that already subscribe to the Blueprint in general. So people know this works. Okay, enough of that. I could go on and on, but I have to get on with the show. Matt Rinaldi says, why is it ectosterone comes in and out of favor so much? That's the supplement game. You seem to really like the stuff, but it's nowhere near as popular as it was back when Thermalife released Ebol. If it's so good, why doesn't every company carry it? Some companies do carry it.
Yeah. So there are several reasons why ECTI seems to wax and wane in popularity over time. It's not unlike Tribulus in that most consumers get a noticeable effect when high-quality material is used, and no effect when they don't use high-quality material. Unfortunately, there are a lot of companies who take the cheap route or don't include ECTI at all, despite the fact it is highlighted prominently on the label. And that happened just recently where a certain board sponsor debuted a full-spectrum Reponticum carthamoids extract product that contained, you know, a few other bells and whistles. But after being tested via HPLC, there wasn't a trace of ectosterone in it. That lab test was quickly taken down because, again, the offending company was a board sponsor. So, sad to say, that's not the only instance where it's happened, but that's one of the reasons. That it's in and out of favor. The other factor is this. ECTI doesn't work like we all want it to, okay? It'll for sure help in recovery and giving you a bump in work capacity, but it doesn't work like steroids. And make no mistake, that is the consumer's benchmark. Even worse, many companies will claim in their ads that it works like steroids, going so far as to cite favorable comparisons to D-ball. You will never see that nonsense in an ad for one of my products. And while it's true, there have been many studies showing that it's effective. Subversity reviewed yet another one not that long ago. It still doesn't have the horsepower most consumers demand until you start to co-ingest it with additive ingredients. Quality ECTI and its analogs are still out there for those of us that enjoy its benefits. Synthogen has and always will contain the best full-spectrum Reponticum on the market, and I use Laxogenin and Progenidrex for a similar reason. You know, they both have measurable, feelable effects. You'll note, however, They're not single ingredient products. Each is carefully formulated to include the best compounds to help you get the most out of Ecti, which is in stark contrast to many formulas that they just haphazardly throw whatever's hot in, you know, this month. I think the current darling is Epicatechin, raising growth hormone or something. Ridiculous. Adds nothing to Ecti's mode of action. Really shows a poor thought process in whoever was formulating that. These products don't last. They are here today, gone tomorrow. Why? Because they depend more on hype and marketing than giving consumers real results. Synthogen has been on the market now going on 6, maybe 7 years. Progenidrex for 4 or 5. And I will go on record stating that both will be around 20 years from now, largely unchanged in their formula, because they cause very real, noticeable effects for the consumers that use them. You know, we do very minimal advertising. Word of mouth in both cases sells itself. So here's the bottom line. It would be more accurate to say low-quality Ecti products and their marketing machines come and go versus quality Ecti. It's not the end-all, be-all, but as one of the tools in your toolbox, it should be used whenever your goals are in line with what it can do for you. So I hope that helps.
I also wonder what crop quality has to do with its ebb and flow. You know, we know that grapes are affected dramatically by climate and the amount of resveratrol and tannins that are concentrated in the grapes, the amount of sugar that are concentrated in the grapes.
Sure.
I wonder, you know, if that has anything to do with it at all. It would just be interesting to find out.
It's huge because, as an example, the reponticum that you can buy that grows in China does not contain the same chemical constituents that the reponticum that grows in Siberia.
So it's got to be coming from the soil. It's got to be coming from the soil.
It's a big, big factor.
Matt Lawrence says, you spoke before about how important dialing in your training is. I think I do pretty good job. I do a pretty good job of that. But how do I know for certain? Is there some benchmark you can give me before I go and start making wholesale changes?
Yeah. You know, of all the things that will improve your results, training correctly is close to, if not at the top of the list. In my opinion, it's even more important than diet or even, you know, deep sleep. Here's why. You can eat a perfect diet, plenty of calories and protein. You can sleep a solid 10 hours a night, even taking naps in the afternoon. But if you're not stimulating growth in the first place, you can forget about growing. I like to use the gun analogy. It's very sad, but it's true. Most people aren't even pulling the trigger and firing the gun. The term progressive resistance training is so named for a reason. If you're not demanding more from your body on a regular basis, you're going to just wind up spinning your wheels. On some level, most people in the gym realize that, but it's nearly universal. People don't like to be pushed out of their comfort zones. They would rather continue to train X number of days a week using the same exercises, set rep patterns, et cetera, even the same weight. Now, here and there, yeah, they may push themselves on some days, but most also don't document it. So it's left up to a person's memory. And let's be honest, the mind is a fickle thing. You know, did I do 250 for 8 last week or 245 for 9? Makes a difference. Now, I spoke last week of a good friend who's been spinning his wheels for 10 years. So a good exercise is to first ask yourself, how long have you been on your current program? Next, you want to ask yourself if you're significantly closer to your goal as a result of being on that program. If the answer is anything less than a resounding yes, then you need to make some changes and fast. Now, in terms of benchmarks, there's one that's particularly good for young males. You know, how fast are you progressing to a 300 bench, 400 squat, and 500 deadlift? Per program, you should make anywhere from 10 to 25-pound jumps on those lifts over a 3 to 9 week time frame. If your progress is any less than that, you could be training a lot more effectively. Simply adding a little more weight to the bar will work in the short term. But that kind of linear periodization, it always fails with time, right? Otherwise, we'd all be lifting 1,000 pounds. We just add 10 pounds a week, and we keep going forever. You need a bare minimum half dozen training methods as go-to solutions to keep gaining. And the more, the better. Obviously, that's a lot of trial and error, which is why I'm such a proponent of investing in good information, like the Ultimate Blueprint. It's going to shave years, if not decades, off that learning curve. And as a result, you are going to run circles around your training partners not using it. Look, let me be the first to tell you, training is fun again when you are making steady progress to your goal and in some cases, you know, lifting weights that turn heads. If you haven't been doing that, if you haven't been experiencing that, then understand it's time to step it up. Thanks for your question.
And we're going to take a break on that one. And when we come back, we have more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Start there. Join his mail list. And be prepared for one of the most amazing contributions to physical culture to be presented. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. Guess who's back? Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch. All of them buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA, resveratrol. The list goes on and on. No one, I repeat, no one has the most complete list of patch delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Let me get my notes out here. I'm texting with Tim Bruce. Tim has taken over sales, and oh man, is he good. And thanks for Tim Bruce reaching out to me and asking if I was still looking for a salesperson, because this guy is dynamite, man. This is just what this company has needed, Rob.
That's awesome.
I mean, this guy is a pro.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know what? He looked at me and he said, man, you could really make a lot of money doing this. I said, yeah, I've been waiting for somebody to figure that out. I mean, you know, I don't have to give him any direction. I send him stuff. He jumps on it. He makes things happen. I mean,
sounds like
best.
A real pro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We could build a company with him as a team member. Anyway, Angelo DiNici says, what are some of the things you see in the gym that are red flags? I mean, insofar as things guys do that limit their progress. I'm a trainer and want to point these things out, but more importantly, offer solutions to my clients.
You know, there are so many red flags. I don't know where to begin. Most males habitually overdo it in terms of benching heavy, overhead presses, and certainly biceps curls. You can spot these folks coming a mile away. Just look at their hands. If their palms are rotated backwards, it's usually because they have big, overdeveloped front delts, and that's really bad news for long-term shoulder health, and many months of prioritizing pulling movements are going to be needed to rectify. Also, just, you know, the fact excessive bicep work can really sell the tricep short, two-thirds of your upper arm. It's also, ironically, the one muscle that can help them the most on the bench press, which is the other thing they care about. Now, when we get to the lower body, a general lack of hard work on things like squats is sadly very common. Even if they're squatting, most folks are quad dominant, and it takes many months of work on the posterior chain to fix things. You'll also see a lot of obese and some not so obese people standing pigeon-toed when they're at rest. That is indicative of weak glutes and especially hamstrings. For those people, wide stance box squatting, Romanian deadlifts, step-ups under a high box, and glute ham raises are going to be necessary to bring them into balance. Understanding weak points and how to raise them is crucial. So you've got all these guys chasing the big bench, right? Yet very few can correctly diagnose the sticking point, and even fewer select the correct exercise to eliminate it. Let's say you're weak off the chest. Simply pausing the bar on the chest and moving it from a dead stop is going to help a lot. Otherwise, wide grip benching for sets of six reps, it also works wonders. Do not over-exaggerate the grip. A simple one-hand spacing wider than normal is usually adequate. At all times, leave two reps in the tank with that exercise. It does put a lot of pressure on the pec delt tie-in and the shoulder. Now, if, on the other hand, the lockout's problematic, close grip benches, three or four board presses, are the preferred solution. Even better, knowing where to lock the bar out is vital. I've made this tip on prior shows, but it bears repeating. Hold an empty bar at arm's length, lying on a freestanding bench. Now, move the bar in an arc, to a point where, let's say, above the hips and behind the head. Okay? Keep moving that bar in an arc until you reach a position where it almost feels weightless. That right there is where you should be locking the bar out. Heavy tricep work is also going to help you the most, with the aforementioned bench presses one of the better solutions. If you don't have boards, the close grip decline bench is a great alternative. Really lets you jack up the overload and work the lockout. Now, maybe the biggest red flag of all is overtraining and its various symptoms. If you dread going to the gym every day, or you're anything less than excited at the thought of what you're going to be doing, you're likely overtraining. If your weights are going nowhere and you just can't shake these little injuries, you're likely overtraining. If you're not sleeping well and you don't have a good appetite, those are other signs. Many suffer from far too much volume during their workouts, which waters down intensity. If you find that your hands start shaking at any point during the workout, it usually means you are far past stimulating the muscle, and instead, you're just frying your central nervous system. Here's the bottom line. There are a lot of red flags if you know what to look for, and those were some of the solutions.
And if you have a blessed mother in the bathtub in your front lawn, you're likely a redneck.
Okay,
Kirkland Worletti just popped a question up. I want to answer it before we go into the next break. And I think it's something that maybe I have a little bit more information than you do, so we can kind of move fast. Okay, he wants to know, he says, could you give insight on PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field therapy, he's talking about, on a budget or binaural beats? Either topic would be great. Both are very, very different. Both use waveforms. One is acoustic. One is electromagnetic. They do very different things. Binaural beats are just about entraining the brain, getting it to pick up the rhythm and synchronize with it, which puts us into different states of consciousness and alertness. But pulse electromagnetic field devices are actually stimulating you on a cellular level right down to your mitochondria. And they do very different things. So PEMF on a budget, the least expensive one out there is the original unit offered by Earth Pulse Technologies. We even have a coupon code, SHR. I think it'll save you $100 off one of the units there.
Yeah, you know, I want to say Frank Zane did some work in that area.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ever came out with a
binaural beats he was doing. He was doing binaural beats.
Right, that was it. Yeah, I don't know a lot about it, but, you know, as an avenue to explore, I would certainly support it.
Well, PEMF is an interesting therapy because it actually exploits some of our evolutionary gifts. What I mean by that, the Earth emits a pulsed electromagnetic field called the Schumann resonance, and that synchronizes with the atmosphere. Right now, there are like 100,000 lightning strikes that hit our atmosphere every day. Some absurd number. Like people go, what? Really? Yeah, you can't see because it's beyond what we can see in our little dome of atmosphere. And those lightning strikes discharge and send ions down into the Earth that bounce off the core of the Earth and come back out. And these are electromagnetic fields, and they resonate between like 6.2 hertz and as high as 46 hertz.
Right.
And but the most common is 7.8 hertz. 7.8 is called the Schumann resonance. It's like the center. It's the most common. Those PEMF units, if you put them on between 7.8 and 9.6, put it under your bed, you're thought to be giving your body a well-known electromagnetic field that it's lost touch with because of all of the RF pollution in our world today. And because we live on the second floor and there's all wiring and there's all shielding and it's gone.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty interesting, I mean, Frank Cable put 50 pounds on a bench press in 2 weeks and he was already at the top of his bench. He was benching 550 pounds out of the chains and he went up to 600 in 2 weeks and he's already been like an elite powerlifter. So for him to make a 50 pound jump in 2 weeks, it's unheard of, sleeping with the Earth Pulse unit.
Yeah, you know, I have long said that the next great breakthrough in legal performance enhancement will be something that acts on the mind. You know, we have figured out different ways to increase protein synthesis, to get the muscle cell to hold more water, et cetera, et cetera. We are woefully behind in tapping the mind and its ability to increase your performance.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then binaural beats is just like listening to good music, you know, but it's a rhythm that plays over and over again, and it synchronizes your brain, and it has the ability to increase activity of the brain or reduce activity of the brain. It's not the same thing as PMF. I think PMF is a much better product to research on a whole scale health and performance level, and just listen to good music on your MP3 player while you train. And there you go. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more The Blueprint Powerhouse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com. Or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax, it's the new style.
Beastie Boys and Led Zeppelin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll get us pumped up for the next question that Johnny Gray puts out there. It fits perfectly, actually. He said, hey, Coach, you mentioned before there are a lot of attitudes in the gym where you train. It seems to be pretty universal in all gyms. How do you handle these people, or should we even bother?
You know, certainly this is not everyone in the gym, but gyms have long been a haven for some real weirdos, those with deep-rooted psychological issues, and sometimes inferiority or superiority complexes. So I'd like to explore why that is, but more importantly, how it affects us, right, as a subculture. So what follows are my observations and my observations alone. So on the one hand, you need a certain level of confidence when it comes to lifting heavy weights. I will be the first to tell you that if you get under a heavy bar and have even a sliver of doubt you can lift it, you probably won't. You need to believe with every fiber of your being that that weight is going up and going up fast. In fact, if you plan on lifting it once, you're best off thinking you're going to get three or more. That single tip has helped me hit more lifts, I think, than any other. You need to be supremely confident in yourself to lift big weights. It's just beyond debate. On the other hand, you're going to find some truly arrogant people in the gym that strut around and are there more to be seen than I think than to train. Those types usually have a bad case of what I call ILS, imaginary lat syndrome. They train primarily upper body. They don't push themselves. And they wear their little brother's T-shirts. And it always amuses me, right? 300-plus-pound NFL linemen, they can find loose-fitting T-shirts, but these guys can't. You know, if they're taking it a step farther and rolling their sleeves up, it's particularly amusing. Let me be clear about something. These people give lifters a bad name, you know, because they think they're above everyone else. The vast majority of these types, they don't push themselves, because if they did, they would occasionally miss a lift and be humbled by it. It's not a bad thing to miss a lift here or there, you know, for that very reason. These kids, and I do think it's a matter of maturity, have yet to experience any sort of failure because they're afraid of what it will do to their fragile ego. A lot of time and energy has been put into actually believing they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. That isn't confidence. It's arrogance. And lifters don't need another walking stereotype, right, to bring us down. I know these people. I study them. Seldom, if ever, will they offer another person help. Seldom, if ever, are they themselves open to suggestions. They know it all because they usually have some level of development, which they think makes them you know, better than anyone else. The truth is, a lot of these people are big fish in a small pond. You know, if they were to go from training in their gym at Jerkwater State to Westside, they would realize just how stupid they look, you know. So I'm going to close with a personal example from my gym that I think illustrates things succinctly. We have one kid, he's maybe 185 pounds, bad case of ILS. He doesn't talk to anyone. He slams his weights down, which are nothing to write home about, and he can't pass a mirror without striking a pose. Now, let's call him Pee-wee. Pee-wee isn't going to be getting much bigger or stronger because Pee-wee knows it all. And at the ripe old age of, I'm guessing, 25 and 185 pounds, he's done growing for one simple reason. He doesn't need anyone's help. He doesn't need their advice. I don't bother with these types of people. Most of them are beyond help. Take that time and energy and focus on getting better yourself. On the other hand, there's a guy in my gym who is insanely strong, you know, in his squats and deadlifts, which of course means he's strong all over. He doesn't need to wear skin-tight T-shirts or roll his sleeves up because he looks cock-strong just in loose-fitting clothes. He lets the weights he lifts do the talking, and the story they tell is loud and clear. The guy's a hoss, and he knows what the hell he's doing. Interestingly enough, you can frequently find him, he's trying to help others in the gym. You know, he's usually smiling and pretty relaxed because he's comfortable in who he is. You know, no case of imaginary lat syndrome. No need to huff and puff or yell and scream. You know, he exudes confidence and not arrogance. So here's the bottom line. Resolve to be that guy, the one who's confident, happy, and helpful. You're going to be doing yourself and our pastime a really, really big favor that I'm afraid to say it desperately needs.
Well, and somebody sent me a video the other day of a guy in Planet Fitness who was doing dumbbell curls with, I don't know what size dumbbells, I guess the largest they had there. They looked like something in the 80-pound range, but I could be wrong. And I guess he was grunting, and somebody hit the lunk alarm. People love to hit the lunk alarm there. They're like the tattletale cousin you had that you saw him like only on holidays, and he couldn't wait to run back and tell your mother everything you did.
Right.
So the girl walked up to him and told him he had to leave. And
yeah, that's the hard work. I call that the hard work alarm.
Yeah, and the girl came up and told him. So somebody was videoing this from the back, like far away. It was like shaky. And he's going, why? And she tells him why. And like he's like, are you kidding me? And he just lost it. He took the dumbbell that he was holding in his hand, and he flung it and broke the mirror in front of him. And then as he walked out, he proceeded to flip everything in his path, whether it was like one of those chairs, like a bench seat that you would see in a counter against a counter. He flipped that. He flipped some piece of equipment. He flipped it on the way out, and then when he got all the way to the front, you see him. He picks up some sort of display and he throws it through the glass and walks out.
Send me that, will you?
No, but you know what I said? I said to myself, dude, man, right now they're all going, see, this is why we don't let those people in here. Look at them. They're animals. He didn't do any of us any favor by doing that. He should have just went, okay, I'll leave, and left.
That's true. They kicked me out for a similar reason, using too much weight on the weight harness. I didn't kick anything out. I said, you know what? This is really for the best. The only reason I had the membership was because you can train people at any one, and for a lot of women, it was the least threatening gym.
Right.
But you know what? Planet Fitness is not about fitness. Planet Fitness is about rewarding mediocrity.
It's about fatness.
And fatness. And
they must change the name to Planet Fatness.
Yeah, they're a cancer on this country, in my book.
Yeah, they're not doing anything good. They're just, you know what they do? They make people who are overweight and unhealthy feel good because they pay $9 a month to feel good and say, well, I go to the gym. Oh, yeah, I go to Planet Fitness. When's the last time you were there? Oh, I go on Saturdays. That's it, huh? Yeah, Saturdays for half hour, I'm done. That's all you need. That's all you need, according to the newspaper I read. It's like these people just want to be able to say they do healthy things. They don't want to actually do healthy things.
Yeah. Well, they get free pizza and Tootsie Rolls. So
there you go. Lance Buonaconti says, what do you think about creatine for teens? Hey, it says has the word teen in it. Of course they should take it. My son is 15, and he's been training for a year and wants to take it. Should I take it, too, and does it have any side effects?
Yeah, you know, of all the supplements out there, creatine questions are usually the most prevalent and usually the most boring, too. This one's a little different, though, because it has to do with introducing an external compound into a developing male body. And some emerging research has led to some interesting findings. So first, let's talk about if introducing it now is a good idea. Personally, I like to see young athletes put on at least 15 to 20 pounds of muscle without creatine first, for a couple of reasons. First, you know, kids need to learn how to build muscle with progressive poundages and food. If for no other reason, then it's going to get them a lot further than any supplement they can get their hands on, including creatine. So let me be clear about this. The 10 pounds or so, and that's around the max amount of muscle that appears shortly after loading creatine, that is chump change compared to what training plus food can produce. I'll use myself as an example. I made it from 143 to 252. Now, not all of it was muscle, but a lot of it was. So let's be conservative and say I gained 50 to 60 pounds of muscle. That is 6 to 7 times the amount creatine, in a best-case scenario, can add. And I'm not done yet. Creatine also carries with it a certain self-limiting capacity to build muscle. So what I mean by that is early gains are as a result of cell volumization. So you can think of your muscle cells as water balloons. Beyond a certain point, it's only going to hold so much water. Understand, too, that the more muscle someone has to volumize, the more creatine is going to do for them. Somebody with 200 pounds of muscle is going to add closer to 10 pounds with creatine than versus, say, a person with 150. You know, the one with 150, he may gain 2 to 3 pounds max. The literature actually supports a 3% gain in body weight. So, but again, that's a ballpark. Most interesting to me, though, was some emerging research on creatine and hormone levels. So in this one study, they had college-age rugby players. They studied them for 6 weeks. While total testosterone levels were more or less unchanged, DHT, dihydrotestosterone, increased by a whopping 56% after just 7 days of loading creatine. Levels remained elevated 40% above baseline, 14 days later on a maintenance dose. Some pluses and minuses here. DHT is a big player in developing males. So that might be seen as, say, that's a good thing. As for older men that are predisposed to hair loss, I would take that DHT info into consideration. You know, it might not stop a lot of people, but consider it. I guess it depends on how bad you want your hair. Some studies also show creatine ups IGF-1, lowers myostatin, so it does a lot more than just sit there and attract water. But the gains beyond the initial cell volumizing are nothing dramatic, so to speak. As for safety, creatine is exceedingly safe for both acute and longer-term use. Provided you're drinking enough water, these rumors of muscle pulls and sprains and strains, the research is pretty clear. You know, those claims are without merit. Just make sure you're drinking enough water. When I use it, I'll load 10 grams a day for the first 10 days, and just 5 grams a day after that to maintain. Probably a bit of overkill, but creatine is so darn inexpensive. You can get a kilo of the stuff now for around $20. I would suggest looking for the micronized stuff, as the uptake and utilization is much, much better given the much smaller surface area. Too much straight creatine mono, in a lot of people, me included, it sits like sand in my stomach and it attracts water. You can do the math on what happens from there. Also, look for creatine from Germany. I don't know if it still carries the CreaPure label. Most of everything, virtually everything else, comes out of China, and you get a lot of impurities with it. So either creatine monohydrate from Germany or Crealkaline would be your two best bets.
So let's say you don't want a supplement. You don't want to buy a supplement, but you need creatine, right? So every 2 pounds of beef or pork, or for that matter, any red meat, will have 5 grams of creatine in it. Any 3 pounds of chicken or turkey will have 5 grams. Rabbit has 5 grams for every 2 pounds. Eggs and fish have small amounts of creatine, very, very small.
That's a great point.
Tuna fish, every pound and a half, even more creatine, every pound and a half of tuna.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. If you're not getting results from creatine, it may likely be that you're already eating a lot of these foods that are rich in creatine.
I mean, I'm eating a pound of beef this afternoon for lunch. That's 2.5 grams of creatine. And I have some Crealkaline capsules with me, too, today. But, I mean, many of us may not need to supplement if your diet is on, if you're doing the right thing to eat to grow.
Right.
You may be getting, 5 grams of creatine is all you need. There's some evidence that only 3.5 grams, depending on your size. So the idea that you need to pound down 20 grams of creatine has to be in a powder, you got to take it with a sugary drink. No, that's not true. And for all we know, just the way iron is more bioavailable and readily absorbed when it's hemi-iron, comes from the blood of the animal that we're eating that's in the meat. For all we know, creatine that rides along with the muscle may get in faster. It may have a transporter that's attached to it in the muscle, an enzyme or something that we're forgetting about that delivers more creatine.
Yeah, and, if you're going to get it from food sources, I would highly recommend rotating those, because I once read where red meat was fantastic for athletes looking for size and strength, partially due to the creatine content. And so I ate red meat every night for, I don't know, maybe 6 months straight. My blood work, however, my doctor freaked. He saw high creatinine levels. He's like, why is this? And it didn't dawn on me until I was in Costco doing meat shopping that I ate red meat every single night for 6 weeks.
Yeah, that definitely could do it too. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil. Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So Jim Longy says, I've heard you say muscle that's built over decades really sticks around, particularly if that was the result of heavy lifting. I missed the boat, but I'm interested in starting now. Is it still possible to gain muscle in your 40s? I'm doing it, and I'm going to be 60.
Yeah. So in a word, you know, yes, it's absolutely possible. But also, you know, understand it's a lot more difficult than in your youth. Do not let that discourage you, though. I have seen some amazing transformations over the years, including yours, Carl. I don't think you picked weights up until, what, 40s, 50s?
39, I got sick. So it was like probably around 41, 42 when I started to realize that if I was going to save my own life, I had to start training really hard. Perfect. I mean, I started exercising, but I was like the Planet Fitness guy, you know?
So to understand this, you need to understand why youth is such a powerful thing, what the disadvantages are later on, but most importantly, what you can do. So let's first start with the advantages of youth. In your teens and 20s, there exists an almost perfect sequencing of factors that are crucial to building muscle. You know, that includes but isn't limited to high testosterone and free test levels, high growth hormone and IGF-1 levels, very high insulin sensitivity in the muscle cells, and almost perfect sequence of lesser hormones like pregnenolone and androstenedione and diol and DHEA, a robust and efficient digestive tract that's capable of handling large volumes of food and assimilating those nutrients. And, of course, underpinning all of this in youth, you generally get better, deeper, and more restful sleep. Adding any reasonable amount of progressive resistance training can and usually does build some muscle, and substantial amounts if you keep it up for a decade or more. By the time you get to be 40, many of those factors are less than optimal. Your test and growth hormone levels are waning. The single biggest drop-off in both occurs around, I think, around age 30. But believe me when I tell you, it'll really register. If you're training hard, you'll feel it. It is important to keep training because just the act of stretching and contracting the muscle under load is likely the single best thing you can do to improve insulin sensitivity. Sleep, unfortunately, starts to slip as you age in both the amount and the quality. You know, a large part of that is your natural levels of melatonin start to dip. And the really big one that nobody talks about, your powers of digestion and assimilation are not what they once were. That is a huge limiting factor in building muscle. So in an effort to recapture part of the magic that is youth, a lot of people, they use testosterone, growth hormone, etc. And that isn't without merit. And to a certain extent, you'll be successful replicating youth. Simply replacing a male's testosterone levels where they were low will go a long way towards fixing things. Intermittent fasting can improve your powers of digestion, but you still can't escape one simple fact. You'll never recreate the perfect hormonal symphony that is youth. Again, don't let it discourage you. Just understand that going in. So your best bet insofar as putting on muscle past 40, I would say, are as follows. Train twice a week on a push-pull split with progressive poundages. That should allow for enough recovery time, which gets slower with age. Number two, get your hormone levels checked and optimized. Suffering from low levels isn't just a muscle growth issue. It's a quality of life issue. You should demand it. Number three, I would practice some form of intermittent fasting 5 out of 7 days a week, at least 5 out of 7, and consider a reduced but not necessarily low-carb diet. And finally, following a low glycemic index diet is going to allow you to manipulate the most powerful muscle-building hormone that you still have access to and you can still use on a reliable basis, insulin. So think strategically timed carb-ups like you see on Mauro DiPasquale's anabolic diet. Finally, you want to prioritize sleep. Do whatever you need to do. A new mattress, a custom-made pillow, sound machines that help you sleep, melatonin or other devices that are out there. Sleep is when the body recovers and rebuilds. So avail yourself to all of these things to maximize it. It's going to be difficult, but you can do it. Carl is living, walking, breathing proof.
But you know what the goal is? You can't focus on the end result. You have to focus on the journey. You have to enjoy adding a pound to this lift, adding reps to that lift, being able to sprint or run faster. You got to look at those little day-to-day achievements.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you come out the other end. See, that's the magic in consistency for me.
Yeah.
I know what I want to end up looking like in June, but I don't think of it day-to-day. I think of what I want to do today. I think of I want to start doing this lift again. I want to add some reps to that one. I want to add weight to that one. I achieve those things.
Yeah, and that's really important because you nailed it. You have a long-term goal, but in order to succeed in getting there, you need to know the steps to take, right, along the way. And rather than, you know, focusing on what you want to look like in June, let's talk about doing what you need to do today to the best of your ability.
Yeah, if you're driving cross country, you enjoy driving through Texas. You enjoy driving through Albuquerque. You know, you enjoy driving through Santa Fe, New Mexico. You don't go, you're not just focused on California. You're focused on where you're going to be at the end of the day.
Right.
And that's how you get to California, right? And that's the same way as you get your goals. Let's see. Do we have another question, or is it the blueprint tip of the day? No, I think we have another question, don't we?
No, I think you hit it.
Yeah, I think you're right. So the next is the blueprint tip of the day. Let's go ahead and take a break so we can make it real dramatic. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch, all of them buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA, resveratrol, the list goes on and on. No one, I repeat, no one has the most complete list of patch-delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports, The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance Reveals Why Omitting Carbohydrates from Your Diet Can Totally Crush Your Gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobReggish.com. Just want to let everybody know out there, I am looking for a virtual assistant, someone to help me do lots of things. It's paid by the hour, and if you're interested, email me at onair@superhumanradio.net. I'll give you the details. Anyway, what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is there can be no heroes without the guys in black hats, which is a dissertation in how and why you must overcome obstacles. So over 20 years ago, I was quite the wrestling fan. In fact, I made a few trips out to Killer Kowalski's wrestling school out near Boston. And while I never set foot in the ring, my college roommate did. So it was with great interest that I took up a seat in the bleachers one day, you know, watching the whole spectacle unfold. Kowalski himself sat in a simple folding chair outside the ring. So after demonstrating a move or a fall, he would retreat to this chair and then critique his guys. Occasionally, he would gather everyone around to make a point. And on this day, about a dozen new students were present. Among them, the future WWE icon Triple H. Kowalski saw something he didn't like, and he gathered everybody around. I can't remember what set him off, but I'll never forget what he said next. He said, "Get this and get it good. There can be no heroes without the guys in black hats." He's right, and although my adventures in pro wrestling didn't go any further, I can't help but draw the parallel to strength training. Here's what usually happens. Most people have no real goal other than to show up. There's no real records to set, just the proverbial gym clock to punch to say they showed up, you know, three times this week. People, on the other hand, people who train with goals are different. They're a lot different. Every day you set foot in there, you have a goal to accomplish. You know, whether that's to perform X number of sets with a certain weight, for a certain number of reps, a new PR to shoot for, or some new record. Along the way, you're going to have things to overcome. I see these things as the guys in black hats. You may get sick, and you may be flat on your back for a while. You might get injured and have to take time off. Your girlfriend or wife, they could leave you. But no matter what happens, your job is to overcome those bad guys. Nobody likes them, but in retrospect, they make accomplishing your goal that much more meaningful. Even if you encounter none of those obstacles, the biggest black hat of them all is looming, and that's your one rep max day that's coming up. Everything's going to be on the line, and failure, frankly, is not an option. I will tell you this. When that moment comes, you have to believe with every fiber of your being that you can lift that weight. If there's even the slightest doubt, you're either missing it or you're getting hurt. So it's all or nothing. It's winner take all. There will be nobody with you under that bar. Nobody to help you fight that final battle. For a lot of people, that's a scary place. But I am being 100% sincere with you when I tell you, I have never felt more alive than precisely at that moment. And I want you to feel that way too. And when, not if, you succeed, you can rightfully bask in the glory of that achievement because you will have overcome. You will have beat the guys in the black hat. Everybody's going to encounter this at some point in their career. Everybody should have a max day, a PR day, whatever. You know, accomplishing something that you've never accomplished before. Revel in it. Even before, you know, you achieve what you want to achieve, I promise you, if you're doing it right, you will never feel more alive than at that moment. People with goals don't have that moment, and it's sad to see. You know, they're just clocking up gym hours, and if clocking up gym hours got it done and built a lot of muscle, there'd be a lot bigger and stronger people in the world. Yeah, the reality is there's not. Yeah. What matters is not how many times you're there or how long you're there. It's what you do when you are there.
And there's no denying what you're doing because it's either working or not. Your body's either changing or it's not.
Right.
It's not like as though, oh yeah, it's working, and you haven't made any progress in any particular area.
Yep. You know, the last time I maxed out, I was still two or three attempts away from setting that PR. But I remember turning to my wife and telling her, you know, what I just told you, and it's true. I never felt more alive than at that moment. You know, you're You're about to do something that you've never done before, and you've put 3, 6, 9, 12 or more weeks into it. And in a broader context, 33 years. You know, I've been at this 33 years, and it has all come down to that one moment. You know, set yourself up for that moment, and you will succeed.
Absolutely. Like I said before, hard work, luck favors those who do the hard work.
You got it.
You know, that's where the magic is. Great discussion today, Rob. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week, of course. I'm getting my surgery on my foot the week of March 8th. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be off the air. I'll be up in Cleveland, Ohio having surgery done. And then
Wow. It's
6 weeks of rehab. No, 6 weeks of staying off of it. Think about this for a second.
I live
in a house with stairs. I'm going to be
Wow.
on crutches. I won't be able to put my left foot down on the ground. I'm already thinking about it. So I'm going to go up and down the stairs on my butt, right, because I have to use one foot. I guess I could hop up the stairs, depending on how I feel, or hop down the stairs. I don't know if that's a little risky. Maybe I'll have one of those chairs put in that I can just sit on and press the button and it takes me up the stairs while my leg rehabs. That'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it? I have to leave my bedroom a half hour early just to get to my car to get to work on time. But yeah, it's going to be miserable, 1 foot off the ground for 6 weeks.
Yeah, but you know, it's for a greater good. Hopefully you'll be all healed up after a while.
I can't wait to run again. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel like I just want to run. I just want to get up and say, oh, I'm going to go out for a run and do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, great show today. Thanks to everybody who listened. Of course, visit superhumanradio.net often and, of course, CoachRobRegish.com. And then thanks to All American Pharmaceutical, EFX Sports. Check them out. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.